Good afternoon, everybody. I'm your host, Mike Brookson, and you're listening to Teen Rumbling, the podcast where I talk about my point of view as a teenager. Hope you enjoy it. So, first of all, I have to say that today I'm in a better mood to make a podcast, and I want to explain why I changed the name of the podcast. And I figured out that it would be more appropriate to call this Teen Rumbling instead of Teen Ranting, because I know myself quite well, as you would expect, and I know that I rumble a lot. I start talking in the subject, and quickly enough I'm talking about another thing, and somehow, sometimes it gets all connected, other times it doesn't. But I rumble a lot, I rumble more than I rant, so this will be called, from now on, the Teen Rumbling, not the Teen Ranting. So, after uploading my last episode, I figured out that it wasn't quite as I wanted it. And now I will do more of an... I would make it more my podcast, try to put my personality in it, try to keep things more organized, and the most important thing, and the thing that I need, is for people to comment. I need you to comment and to tell me what do you think I should do, if I should do things in a different way, if you like it, if you don't, why don't you like it? Do you understand what I'm saying? Because I speak English as a foreign language, and I'm afraid that sometimes you won't be able to understand what I'm trying to say. And I try to use an standard English accent, not an American, not a British, because I want everybody to understand what I'm saying. And that's the reason why I chose English to be the language that I would use to present my podcast. The reason is English is a language that everybody uses nowadays. When you go to your computer, to YouTube, to a blog, everything is in English. And as a result of that, everyone knows English. And this being a podcast for the teenagers, I want all the teenagers to understand me and what I'm saying. And if you don't understand what I'm saying, please comment and say the section that you didn't understand so I can improve it and explain you what I was saying. So, very important comment. So, today I want to talk about alcohol and my points of view in alcohol. Firstly, of course, when we go to a club, we want to, like, have an excuse to act in a different way, to hit on girls. At least that's what I think when I'm going out. And so I drink so I can have the excuse if something goes wrong. I can say, oh, I was drunk, that's why that happened. And I imagine that it is also the reason why everybody drinks when they go out. but I'm starting to reduce in my drinking because, first of all, I have had lots of bad experiences with drinking. And you might be thinking, well, you're so young, you're 17, and you have already all those experiences. I have to tell you one thing. In Portugal, you only have to be 16, to drink, not 21. So you can see that it's quite crazy. But now the law has been changed, and with 16, you can only drink beer and wine. And when you're 18, then you can drink vodka, whiskey, all those kinds of drinks. And that is the reason why I have these bad experiences with alcohol. I have two main bad experiences. The first one, I was 14, and every year at the 23rd of December, here in the place where I live, it's a tradition to do like a party. And every year, my brother does here a party here at my house. My father's go away to sleep in a hotel or a place like that, and we have the he has the house for himself. And when I was 14, he let me join the party, and he gave me drinks. He gave me 2 cups of martini and 2 cups of gin. And I was only 14. I had never seriously drank. At first, I was like, yeah, bring more, bring more. I can't even feel it because martini is that drink that it doesn't taste like alcohol. It's very easy to drink. And but then when the party ended and they all went to a club and I stayed at home because I was only 14, I started feeling a strange sensation, like the world was how can I explain this? Everyone that has been really drunk knows this feeling. We start to like see things before we feel them. Does that make sense? Before, yeah, before we feel them. No, after we feel them. No, but yeah, before, and everything becomes fuzzy. We can't see well, and I was really scared. And I remember running to the bathroom and thinking to myself, oh, I want this to stop. What can I do? And I remembered my brother saying that when he was very drunk, he and feeling sick, he would put his fingers in the back of his throat and he would throw up. I did that. It was horrible. Everything that came in come out. And for two no I for 1 year I was very scared, and I never drank again during that period of time. The second story was last year I was 16, so I could finally drink legally, and my brother said, oh, you're 16 now, you can drink. I will invite you again to come to my party at the 23rd of December. And I was like, cool, yeah. And he said, you can invite three friends of yours. And I was, okay, I will talk to them, and I will say to you if they are free, if they are two, or if it's only one. I talked to them. I talked to two of my cousins who are my best friends, and with a friend. And the only people who drank in that night were me and my friend. I won't say his name because I want to keep things private. And so he brought a bottle of whiskey, Ballantine's, and we two drank the bottle together. And I was like, "Oh, I'm not feeling anything. Let's drink something more." But the thing is that we drink the bottle, like, relaxed, a cup at the time, talking, smoking a cigarette or two, another addiction that I have to talk about, but in a later episode. And when we finished the bottle of whiskey, I looked to the other guys and I said, "Oh, I know that you didn't drink from this bottle, but what if I bring a bottle of rum? Rum." And they say, "Yeah, rum, yeah, it's good. Bring it." And I brought that rum with the coconut flavor, Malibu, I think that's how you pronounce it. And I brought the pure rum, the serious stuff, and a bottle, another bottle of whiskey, and I started serving shots. After we drank all those bottles, I was like, "Oh my God, what's happening to me?" I wasn't too bad when I was sitting down, but when I said, "Yeah, let's go to the club," the minute I standed on my feet and I crossed the doorway to the street, I felt like the world was falling in me, on me, sorry. And I started like walking backwards. I started walking backwards. I started losing balance and I fell on the ground. And a friend of mine came. He helped me getting up again. And my brother said, "Oh, you are not going to a club. You are too wasted to go to a club." And I was like, "Oh no, I'm good. Let me go." And he was, "No, you are going to stay at home." So one of my cousins and my friend went to the club, and the other cousin stayed with me. And he was really a good friend. The others were good friends too, but I said to them, "Please enjoy the night. If he wants to stay, stay. You two can go." But I really appreciated what he did for me. He was there all the night. The minute I like get home again and sit on the chair, I can't remember anything. I just remember the other day waking up in my bed with my brother saying, "Oh, go and clean the mess you've made in the garden." And I went to the garden, and in the chair I was seated, there was like there was puke in one side of the chair and puke in the other side of the chair. It was absolutely horrible. And my cousin started telling me what happened during the night when I was like throwing up, and I can't believe this. And I felt so angry. I had a big hangover. It was horrible, horrible. And that was a time. Now I hate to drink like liquors. Do you understand? I don't know if you will understand what I'm trying to say. I can only drink like beer and wine. When I drink liquors and I can feel like the alcohol, it's horrible. I hate it. So those were my two experiences with alcohol, and these two experiences made me. I'm like a little bit afraid of alcohol. I don't drink as much as I drank before. I don't go out to clubs and to raves as much as I used to. Now I'm more focused in school, trying to get better marks to go to a good college and to take a degree that I like. So these were the stories about alcohol. I have lots of stories about alcohol, but for another episode, I have lots of crazy stories related to this subs all of every kind of substance. I have lots of bad stories on them. They're not always about me. They can be about a friend that I know. I will never tell who he is because I want, again, to keep things private. But it was it. Hope you enjoyed my stories, my points of view in alcohol. And please comment, please. Tell me your opinion. What do you thought about it? The link to the place I post the podcast so you can comment will be in the description. So, hope you enjoyed it and have a nice day.